time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome in to the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It's Tuesday, March 26th, and precious metals are on the rise this morning in overnight trading. More on that here in just a second. But it was somewhat volatile yesterday. Gold was spiking up to $2,179 Sunday night, then trading down early yesterday morning to a low of $2,167, heading into the London AM fix, which after it climbed to a high of $2,182 before fading to settle $2,173, up $6 from Friday. Silver followed a similar price path, trading briefly back over $25, then was slammed down to $24.72, but began moving higher 2 hours before the London morning fix. Silver made one more quick turtle head back over $25 and then faded to close at $24.81, up just 2 cents from Friday. The Mining Stock Journal said it believes there's a tug of war going on between the large physical metal accumulators and the Western Hemisphere Price Containment Squad. Data shows that an extraordinary amount of gold flowed into China in February from Swiss refiners. China and India both are buying a lot of silver right now. The mining stocks popped at the open of trading and maintained their gains for part of the day, but pulled back to close well off their highs, though higher on Friday. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver is focused on becoming one of the world's largest single-asset silver producers through the exploration and development of its Panuco-Capala Silver Gold District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The company consolidated this historic district in 2019 and has now completed over 325,000 meters of drilling. The company has the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver resource. You can learn more at VizslaSilverCorp.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. We've got some M&A action. Mako Mining has entered into an arrangement agreement with Gold Source Mines to acquire all of their issued and outstanding shares. The transaction will create a company that will combine Mako's Nicaraguan gold operations and mine building team with Gold Source's 100% owned Eagle Mountain Gold Project in Guyana, South America. Holders of the issued and outstanding Gold Source shares will receive 0.22 of a common share of Mako for each Gold Source share. The premium of the transaction is approximately 40.9% based on spot and approximately 52.1% based on Mako's and Gold Source's 20-day volume weighted average price on the TSX Venture Exchange as of yesterday. Concurrent with the execution of the arrangement agreement, Wexford, which is Mako's largest shareholder, provided Gold Source with the bridge loan in the amount of $2 million Canadian to fund anticipated activities of Gold Source at Eagle Mountain between the date hereof and the closing of the transaction. Mako Mining trades on the TSX Venture with MKO and on the OTCQX with MAKOF. America's Gold and Silver provided an update on exploration work at the Galena Complex. The company reported exceptionally high-grade returns from hole 49-703. That hole assayed 20,147 grams per ton silver and 5.9% copper for a 20,842 grams per ton silver equivalent over 2.1 meters. The mineralization lies within 30 meters of existing mine infrastructure. The company intends to drill additional holes to delineate the vein and contain grade and is confident that the area can provide high-grade ore to the mill before the end of Q2 of 2024. America's Gold and Silver trades on the TSX with USA and on the NYSE American with USAS. Newfound Gold announced results from 38 diamond drill holes that were completed as part of a program designed to expand on a new discovery called Iceberg Alley that is located 1 kilometer along strike of Iceberg. as well as 114 diamond drill holes that were completed to test a segment on the Keats Baseline Fault Zone that trends under South Herman's Pond at the Keats Zone adjacent to the highly prospective Appleton Fault Zone. Drilling at Iceberg Alley returned a highlight interval of 187 grams per ton gold over 2.5 meters, along with 29 grams per ton gold over another 2.5 meters. Drilling at Keats has returned 34.4 grams per ton gold over 3.5 meters. A full list of results can be found on this morning's press release. Approximately 3,500 meters of core is currently pending assay results. Newfound Gold trades on the Venture with NFG and on the NYSE American with NFGC. 9 Mile Metals announced assay results from hole 2 of this year's program at the Wedge Mine in the Bathurst mining camp of New Brunswick. The company says the hole confirms the presence of a new, larger mineralized system at Wedge. The hole returned three mineralized zones from 36.7 meters to 173 meters. The complete length of the hole returned 136.3 meters of 0.44% copper, 0.07% lead, 0.54% zinc, and 0.06 grams per ton gold, and 3.5 grams per ton silver. The main copper zone occurs between 134 meters and 174 meters, so it spans 40 meters and assayed 1.32% copper, 0.21% lead, 1.5% zinc, 8.8 grams per ton silver, and 0.164 grams per ton gold. 9 Mile Metals trades on the CSE with NINE and on the OTCQB with VMSXF. And yesterday we heard from ORCAP's Stephen Stewart. Today he and the company announced that they will undertake a normal course issuer bid to purchase up to 23.3 million of their common shares over the course of the year. ORCAP believes that the market price of its common shares may not reflect their underlying value, and the board of directors has authorized its initiative because, in the board's opinion, the proposed purchase of common shares pursuant to the NCIB constitutes an appropriate use of ORCAP's funds, and the repurchase of its common shares is one way of creating shareholder value. ORCAP trades on the TSX Venture with OCI. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the Morning Briefing. It is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by your friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll be back soon. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.